Good Morning Angels. Jacaranda FM.
Yes, it's Good Morning Angels time. Well, to be honest, though, the Angels have been busy for the last week, I would say. It was about a week ago that I went on air and said, we have to do something to support people in Mpumalanga and Limpopo. Many of them right here within our Jacaranda family that need our support. Vloedgeteisterde dele in Mpumalanga and Limpopo. You said, hold my January coffee and watch this move. And you came through. In the most spectacular way. Good morning, Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman. Good to see you again. Good job once again. You're always there.
Good when morning, there's need. Jacaranda, and to your listeners, a special thank you to your listeners. You guys always do it. We've done so many campaigns before, but this one is really, really huge. And you know, you need to know that you brought immense joy to those thousands of families that we've assisted in Limpopo and Mpumalanga, and we're still busy. You know, we're still going to various areas. It's like a preliminary disaster pack parcel. Now the full thing that has to come thereafter, because where do they keep the stuff? So you can't give too much of stuff one time. And of course, right now, they're going to need school uniforms. They're going to need stationery, school shoes. So you guys have made a huge difference to the lives of those thousands of people in those multiple villages that we've been to.
And there are pictures already coming through and feedback, which I'll play for you in a moment, from the handover. So how it worked was we had the various drop-off locations around Mpumalanga, Limpopo, and here in Gauteng, where people brought supplies. Your truck and some other trucks, we needed more trucks, came through and started packing. They have to come back again because there's still so much. I don't know if you saw the basement. That is still full, our car park there. And that's you started distributing that. It was first sorting and the distributing of that. So you're a well-oiled machine when it comes to these things. I was joking.
We've got great stuff. Look, we've been working. Well, you guys don't know, we've been working before 19 December. We started over the fire in Kailisha.
Sure.
Yeah, then we did Dunoon, the biggest shack fire in South Africa, 5,500 shacks. You know, all in December time. And then, of course, the Limpopo floods, Mpumalanga floods, Kuha fire from Humansdorp to PE, involved all of that. The fodder for the people in Mossel Bay, the fire in Mossel Bay, the drought in Ladysmith, in Zoa. We're running Risner right now, completely. You know, we put in 5 super tankers. We're filling the dam. In the last 3 days, we put in over 1 million liters in the water. So people are getting the water from the taps, from the dam that we're filling.
Oh, good
job. We got water tankers. We put in 65 JoJo tanks. We're running the water crisis in PI. I just come from there because 2 pylons collapsed. The water pumps got knocked out. No water delivery. We drilled 50 boreholes during day zero in 2022. We're opening, fixing them, sorting out the taps, the vandalized issues. We're running, and they asked me, you know, can you please come back to talk to the technical team? Because expecting day zero in 2 months' time. So we're going to start preparing for that. All is done at the same time.
Where can I vote for you?
Yeah, thank you. You literally have my vote.
I was joking earlier. I said, how many times have you been asked to join government?
Oh, it's been running for... people started websites and campaigns and TikTok videos and everything 3 years ago.
What feedback? I don't want to dwell on this, but do you get feedback from high up in government saying thank you?
All the time.
Good.
We mention in parliament every week.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
I mean, I fight with government a lot. And they tell me you are brutal with us, but you're right. But they tell me you're right. And they told me we love mess that up, you fix up. They tell me that all the time.
Listen, that's a bit of an indictment,
eh? That's thin comfort if you ask me. But alas, you are all over South Africa. The flood-ravaged areas in Mpumalanga and Limpopo, no different. I want to play you a piece quickly. This was when the handover started yesterday. Remember we spoke to Manani yesterday morning. Yes. The trucks went out packing Sunday night into Monday, as you saw. Here's a bit of feedback for you. And I thought it was important for you to hear this because this is thanks to you that these supplies are getting there, handed out by Gift to the Givers.
Thank you very much for coming to our rescue at Mbaula village, where most of the people here were hit by the disaster. You are coming in here today as municipality. We really appreciate and we are very much impressed of your assistance to the municipality.
I'm standing here by this house. I don't have the way forward. I don't have nothing. What's going to happen with me? It's a bit of a devastating situation. We were listening to Jacaranda FM on the radio to think that one day Jacaranda FM can reach us. We were not aware of that. So it's going to be a dream come true to us.
From us as Gift of the Givers, we'd like to thank Jacaranda FM listeners for helping us to help this community. It shows that the spirit of Ubuntu, together we can. Thank you.
So I just wanted to thank you on behalf of all those people that have already received your kindness. Thank you very, very much. Gift to the Givers, always an immense pleasure and privilege to take hands with you. And Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, while you're in studio with us, I'd like to say that Project Flood Relief so far raised over 4 million rand in assistance from communities in those flood-ravaged areas, the areas of Limpopo and Mpumalanga, distributed by Gift to the Givers, includes tons of canned and dried food, baby supplies, toiletries, water, dog food, pet food, animal food, dropped off here in Midrand and Mbombela and Polokwane and Zanine, and over 1 million rand in cash donations, which I think is quite significant because this was halfway through January, which is the worst part of the year to ask me. And people said they don't mind, they don't care, they will help. There's need.
Not only the cash, the items in kind, it's the most difficult part of the year when there's no money. Everybody spend the money in December, the bonus is gone, school shoes, uniforms, school fees, all at that time. But besides actual items, the fact that the people took the effort to come and drive you to your place.
Right.
And a lot of guys say this Uber, they're not Ubers, there's 60 things, you
That's
know, the motorcycles.
That's it.
And you know, it's people always say, how much must I give? It's not the amount that matters. Mm. It's the heart and the sincerity and the love that matters. The money doesn't matter. Do what you can afford. Do that with all love. The amount doesn't really matter. The commitment and the care matters because everybody doesn't have millions. And one final spiritual aspect. When you give, it comes back to you in a million ways. You may not say it in money, but in health, good children, happiness, peace, tranquility. We all belong to different scriptures and different religions. When you give, it always comes back more than what you've given.
That is beautiful. That is beautiful. You keep doing what you're doing, filling dams, helping with fires, food, floods. My goodness, you're all over South Africa all the time. We salute you, Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, for Gift to the Givers. And I know it's a big team behind you. You do incredible work. What a privilege to take hands with you again. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks,
good to see you.
Thanks, the team. Thanks, management. And thanks, you listeners of Jacaranda. You know, may all of you be blessed. Thank you very much.
Good job, Angels. Good job.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Martin Bester arranged my meetings around his show. I just enjoy his vibe.
Jacaranda FM.